HarperCollins presents An Orphan's Story by Kathy Sharp. Read by Antonia Beamish. Chapter 1. The bedroom curtains were open and the moonbeams streamed through, lighting the colours of the patchwork coverlet on his bed. Arthur watched it for a few moments, his young face intent and serious. He could hear the argument in the bedroom next to his. It had been going on for a long time, and it worried him. Giving a little moan of distress, he curled under the blanket, trying to block his ears. He hated the sound of sharp voices. They made him want to cry, bringing back memories that frightened and hurt him. These past few weeks, the quarrels had happened frequently, and he didn't understand why or what was going on. Was he the problem? Would they send him away again? Arthur's memories of his past life were hazy, perhaps because he'd learned to block out those things that distressed him. He remembered being frightened when he was sent out to Canada from England on a huge ship, remembered Julie, Davy, and Beth, the other children, who had been kind to him on the voyage. The voices in the next room were louder now, and Arthur trembled as he listened to the endless quarrel.
"What about me and Arthur?"
Emily's voice rose shrilly.
"You can't just abandon us. I can't manage the shop and the child and everything else alone. It isn't fair, Ken. Besides, I don't see why you want to join up. It isn't our war."
"My parents came out from Britain, as did yours, Emily." Kenneth Henderson spoke calmly. "This war just drags on, and I feel it is my duty to offer my services. Unless we all do what we can, the world will be overrun by this madness."
"I've read the Allies are beginning to turn the tide," Emily retorted. "If you wanted to go, Ken, why now? Why not 2 years ago when it first started? It's 1943 and—"
"I don't believe it is nearly over,"
Ken repudiated her assertion. Listening from his bedroom, Arthur thought he seemed to hesitate. Then,
"I've made up my mind. I have to go."
"And what happens to me if you get killed? And Arthur, you can't expect me to bring him up on my own."
"You wanted the boy, Emily. I went along with the adoption for your sake."
"Oh, yes, blame me,"
Emily countered bitterly.
"It was you that said maybe we should offer a home to one of the evacuees."
Now they were quarreling about him. Arthur threw back the bed covers, jumped out of bed, and ran down the wooden stairs and out into the large back garden. In the dark of night, he could see nothing, hear only the strange grunts of animals, and smell the sweetness of the night-blooming flower they called midnight candy. It was cold, and his feet were bare, but it was better than listening to them. His eyes stung with tears, and he scrubbed at them with the back of his fist. What was happening? Why were they suddenly so angry with each other? He didn't understand, and it worried him. Arthur had been nearly six when he came out to Canada, and 2 years had passed since he began to live with his new parents. He would be eight soon. He was no longer a small, innocent boy, but an inquiring child, and had begun to understand the things that had happened to him. Until he was nearly five, he'd lived with his mum and dad in a nice house in London. It wasn't a big house, just two rooms up and down with a lean-to scullery at the back, but it had been warm and dry and smelled clean, and Arthur had been wrapped in a cocoon of love. Then something bad happened. His big, cheerful father, who worked on the docks, was killed in a terrible accident. Mum had told him they'd been loading ammunition onto a ship, and it had caused an explosion, sending his dad to heaven. Arthur had cried himself to sleep that night, and many nights afterwards. It seemed impossible to him that his father would never smile at him again, never pick him up and carry him on his big shoulders, or tickle him to make him laugh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?